Hey, you. Yes, you. Welcome to Pillow Talk, where late night thoughts meet grown-up conversations. I'm Destiny Shanae, your favorite bestie with the mic, serving real talk on love, sex, and all the confusing, messy-ish in between the sheets. Around here, we talk spicy and heal loudly. We don't fake the vibe, and we damn sure don't fake the orgasms. So curl up with your favorite tomorrow tea, close your eyes, and just listen to the sound of my voice. Hello, hello, sexies and lovers. So, I was out in the streets, y'all. I've been in the streets for the last past 3 weekends, and it's been rough for me because I am so not a streets girl. But today, I was able to play in my garden all morning long, 8 to 1 o'clock, and then was able to relax and rest, and then back out in my garden. Yes, I know, it's crazy. But anyway, it was so much fun. So I was able to relax a little bit this weekend on Sunday. But guys, like I said, I've been in the streets for the last couple of days, couple of weekends, couple of weeks. And I was at an event at Club Dada. And I decided to ask anybody if they would like to just answer a relationship question. My question was, how do you know when you're ready to be in a relationship? And I did find two ladies, and they were anonymous. They did not give me their names, which was okay. But they did agree to come on my podcast later on, so I'm super excited about that. And I just touched base with them. This was a couple of weeks ago, but I just touched base with both of them this weekend. One of them had a call-in on the podcast that I was doing, and it was amazing. I can't even believe that she remembered to call in. But anyway, let's listen to this young lady. She is 30 years old, I believe she said. She just turned 30. So let's listen to her and see what she has to say. What's up? It's your girl, your favorite best friend, Destiny Shanae. We're on Pillow Talk. We are at an event, Club Dada. So we got a relationship question, right? Let's see. How do you guys know that you are ready for a relationship?
I would say, like me right now, I'm working on the way I respond to my man, like without the attitude.
I like that.
I'm working on my attitude.
Growing, maturity. Showing growth.
Definitely.
I like that.
Ever since I turned 30, like,
you feel the difference. So with you communicating better, with you doing that, how has your relationship been, and how has you felt? How have you felt individually?
Individually, I feel good. Like, cause I'm not only doing it for the people that I love.
I agree.
Like, let me see. Like, I'm getting more in tune with my
your femininity,
my higher vibration.
Don't know man want no low vibration. There you go. Don't know man with no low vibrational female. Alrighty.
We're not the only ones with feelings, emotions. Like, you know.
Hey, man, sisters, say it, because I say that all the time. That's what I preach. That's what I stand on. Because, yes, that's what I stand on. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for talking to us at Pillow Talk. I appreciate you. Okay, now this other lady, she is a little older, and she actually is married. She's been married for 2 years. You know what? I'm going to let her explain her story because it was pretty interesting. I've never heard it before. So I'm trying to get her to come on the podcast and talk with her and her husband as well. Maybe just her. But anyway, listen to what she has to say.
Some questions. There you go. Go ahead. Ask her. Ask her that question again.
I forgot.
How long have you been married?
How long have you been married?
I've only been married for 2 years. How long have I been with my husband? Since I was 13.
That's a long ass time.
I don't know if it's a long time or not, because I don't know.
I don't even know how old you are, so.
Well, I'm over 45. 40.
No, you're not.
Yes.
That's like black don't crack.
Black definitely does not crack.
You are?
Yep. And I've been with my friend. I've been knowing him since I was 13. That was my first boyfriend. So
the question was what?
Okay, we're back. So now we're asking our other participant here, how do you know who's been married for 2 years? How do you know that you were ready for a relationship? That's the question.
Well, I've been in long-term relationships since I've been about 14. Yeah, about 14 years old. And I guess I was groomed that way.
Right, no.
Seriously, my grandmother and I was groomed that way, but I was raised in a Muslim household. So in a Muslim household, you are bred a race that a man is supposed to protect, provide, and secure. You are to secure the house, make sure that everything there is taken care of, where it is a place for them to come for peace, for, you know, thought, for knowledge, guidance, you know, and love. So I was raised like that, and we were taught, being how I was, that you are supposed to be subservient to a man. God, man, woman, child. So in my raising or rearing, I thought my grandmother was the best because my grandfather commanded the house, but he also took care of that house, and nobody ever wanted for nothing. Whether he had outside people or not, we didn't know because he kept it outside. He was a real man. Never touched home. My grandma worked because she wanted to, not because she had to. Her place was to raise the kids, make sure the house is clean, make sure the food is ready. She served her husband first before she served anybody else. And everybody knew he was first. And I liked that growing up. I wanted that for myself. So, certain shit you gotta deal with. Because a man ain't perfect, and a man is always going to be a man. But you got to allow them the room to be a man.
You said what?
You got to allow them the room to be a man.
That's what I'm learning that too.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate y'all coming on Pillow Talk and sharing at Club Tata. We definitely need to get a podcast going with these ladies. So check out the rest of the show.
I just want to thank these ladies for coming on my podcast. I really appreciate them taking time out of their evening. This evening was really fun. They had a bunch of performers. They had some vendors. We ate. We actually drank. We laughed so much. I wish I could have got the whole night on video with these ladies, but we actually ended up staying together for the rest of the night, laughing at people, talking about people, making up things about people being together, like their relationship, their couples and stuff. OMG. We had so much fun that night. Like I said, I wish I would have recorded it. but I did it. So anyway, thank you to those ladies, and I cannot wait for you guys to come on my podcast next. Being ready to date isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. It's when you've made peace with your past, you know your worth, and you're not looking for someone to complete you, but to complement you. Readiness is not a checklist. It's a feeling of wholeness within yourself. When you can love yourself deeply, you'll know you're ready to love someone else openly. Readiness shows up in trust, in open conversation, and in protecting your peace. When you honor those, you're not just ready to date, you're ready to thrive in love. So remember, when you trust yourself, speak your truth, and guard your heart with care, that's when you know you're ready. Because love feels better when it's protected, not forced. If this hit home for you, or you know someone who needed to hear this, go ahead and follow Pillow Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple, YouTube, you know, all of that. And for the behind-the-scenes tea, bonus confessions, and some unfiltered laughs, follow and subscribe to Let's Talk at Pillow Talk on YouTube. That's where the real combo continues. Want to slide in my DMs or just need to vent? Email us at letstalkatpillowtalk@gmail.com. You've just been wrapped in the warmth of Pillow Talk. Drift off knowing this. Your heart deserves peace. Your love deserves presence. And you deserve someone who shows up for you. Until next time, sleep soft, speak your truth, never shrink to be seen, and let them earn your energy. I'm Destiny Shanae.